The structure of the event was a bit awkward. Gambling conglomerates and other developers who have all paid $1 million each for the privilege of being considered for a casino site attended a mandatory session held by Governor Cuomo's Gaming Commission. They were permitted to ask questions about details of the complex selection process. Empire Resort's Nick Cassiello wanted to know whether the documents required for geological surveys could be sent electronically instead of paper.
These reports encompass thousands of pages, and we wanted to know that in lieu of providing a hard copy, we could either provide an executive summary of each report or an executive summary with each full report on a USB drive or other electronic media.
But they received no immediate answers to even questions that seemed simple. The gaming commissioner, sitting on a dais, instead dutifully wrote down the questions without responding. Robert Williams, the acting executive director, says the commissioners need time to carefully consider their responses and will post them in a few days. He says it was also a chance for the developers to be seen in a public venue and to check one another out.
It's part of the transparency process. Now everyone who appears is associated. There's a representative behind everyone. And there's an ability for people, both in the press or just general public, to ask questions of those organizations that they might have otherwise not been able to do.
The lucrative casino licenses have attracted 22 bidders, most attended accompanied by their attorneys and lobbyists. Williams says the developers were instructed by the Gaming Commission not to make any comments that would promote their project or disparage the other prospective developers. And he says he's pleased that everyone complied.
It's not meant as a point for promotion of your element, promotion of your project. It's really meant to clarify and provide greater ability to understand what we're seeking at the Gaming Facility Location Board so you can better submit an application that's responsive.
Rita Cox is with Saratoga Casino and Raceway, who initially wanted to build a new casino in Saratoga. Her group has now proposed a site in East Greenbush near Albany, as well as in the city of Newburgh in the Hudson Valley. She agrees that it was useful to hear the questions from the competition.
I think it was good to know that all the other applicants are looking at the same things we were in the questions and answers that were issued in the first round. And I think we're all looking forward to additional clarity on the things that were discussed today.
One common concern expressed was how will a required state environmental review, which can involve a lengthy public comment period, fit in with the process. Most of the potential licensees were more reticent, though, including Rochester developer David Flom. He's seeking permission to build a casino on exit 23 of the Thruway at the southern tip of Albany, as well as a gambling center in Orange County near the popular Woodbury Common shopping outlets and one in Sullivan County in the Catskills. Flom has also sought a deal with the Seneca Indian Nation to build a casino near Rochester in the town of Henrietta, a project that is not part of the current selection process. Flom, like many of the participants, did not have any questions to ask of the Gaming Commission.
I'm here to listen. Listen only mode.
Ultimately, the Gaming Commission will choose four casinos later this year in the Capital Region, the Hudson Valley Catskills Region, and the Southern Tier Finger Lakes area. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.